Many Black communities around the Ohio Valley are still sorting through the aftermath of a tumultuous year that brought protests and a racially charged election campaign. That's the focus of a new series from the Ohio Valley resource, Black Lives in Red States. Liam Niemeyer reports from Paducah, Kentucky, a city confronting its own racial trauma after an old photograph showed a local school official in blackface. Black residents are hurting and demanding action.
It goes all the way. My girlfriend walks.
Bob Noble Park is a community gathering place in Paducah. It has an amphitheater, swimming during the summer, and sparkling holiday lights this winter. 76-year-old Shirley Massey joined me at one of the park shelters, proudly wearing a Paducah Tillman High School football hat. Her son was quarterback. She remembers she could see the park from her mother's house as a kid.
I never went to Noble Park as a child because I couldn't come over here as a child.
Noble Park was segregated in her childhood with a separate designated park for Black people.
Jim Crow was really out there during the time that I grew up. But I think my parents protected me from it.
Massey graduated from Paducah Tillman High School in 1960, 6 years after the local district began integration. She went on to teach in the district for decades at Paducah Middle School, encouraging kids, especially her Black students, to be comfortable with who they were, their own bodies.
It's first of all building that self-esteem. And once you tear it down, you can't repair it.
But the retired educator feels her decades of work is tarnished by actions by the current superintendent of schools. In October, a photo resurfaced of Paducah Public Schools Superintendent Donald Shively that he says was from a Halloween party in 2002. He's pictured in blackface, wearing gold chains, a do-rag, and a Paducah Tillman High School football t-shirt. Shively taught and coached football there at the time. The outrage was swift.
When I'm not in your face, this is what you think of me. I'm a joke to you. My culture's a joke to you. Black people are a joke to you.
That's Andiamo White, one of the many Black parents of students calling for Shively's removal. They've held protests at the high school. Students have walked out during the school day.
That's all. There's no healing with Shively here. The healing only begins when he's gone.
White worries about the message it would send if Shively remains in charge of a district where more than a third of students are Black. Some Black community members worry the situation is hardening racial divides that were already present in Paducah. The photo surfaced after a summer that brought Black Lives Matter protests to Paducah. White was among those in the demonstrations.
No justice!
No peace!
No peace!
College student and Paducah Tillman High School alum Ariana Orr helped lead chants at a BLM protest in Noble Park. She says support for or against Shively is being drawn on racial lines because white people aren't the ones being depicted in that photo.
I feel like a lot of people who are against Shively resigning, they are only doing it because it was 20 years ago, because it doesn't matter anymore. And most of those people who are saying that are not Black.
Online petitions both for and against Shively have garnered thousands of signatures. But some in the Black community are less sure of how to move forward. Jewel Wilson is an associate minister at a local church and another parent of a high school senior on the football team. He believes Shively deserves a chance to rectify the situation. He also believes outgoing President Trump's often racist rhetoric has dusted up a lot of prejudice previously under the radar.
And I will say, being a Black male and raising Black sons, it definitely is a situation that exists, you know.
He says he's been racially profiled in the past in downtown Paducah and at times has been treated differently for being Black. 65% of the county where Paducah is located voted for Trump in November. But Wilson also senses an opportunity from the situation to create a larger dialogue.
This should be a springboard for those discussions to move forward. I mean, it's proof in the pudding that we still have these problems.
Melanie Nunn is a leader at another church and previously worked as an educator in Detroit. She says the blackface incident added to unrest following the protest over the summer. As a former teacher, she doesn't know if Shively can inspire students anymore.
That's part of their duty and responsibility to help a child see
what she or he is capable of becoming. Can I trust him to do that? I don't know.
She says some people will never forget the situation or forgive the superintendent. Shively has apologized repeatedly and has met with community groups, including the local NAACP, students, and parents. In an interview, Shively told me he wants to continue conversations with the community and to create a racial equity action plan.
People look at it, I think, and say that's tough to do. And I've been saying, no, I think it's easy because it's the right thing, is to make yourself available for those conversations.
Yet back in Noble Park, Shirley Massey says it will take more than apologies to heal the trauma this has
like
created.
He said, I'm sorry over and over and over. And, you know, I don't know what you say after you say I'm sorry.
The school board recently directed Shively to take 40 days of unpaid leave and undergo professional development. The board hopes the community will give their plan a chance. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.